What's up, everybody? This is the Pure Core Podcast. We're back for episode 2.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on episode 1. We love everybody. We're excited to get it going here week 2. Lots more of stuff to come at you. Get it going, Chance.
Obviously, every week there's a couple of releases that will come out, or albums that we've reviewed the singles for will come out, and we'll review the rest of it. So this week we got a couple reviews.
Absolutely. We're excited because Chance and I found some really good stuff, some catchy stuff like we want to hear. And Chance has done his homework, so we're coming at you tough.
Yeah, I'll just start with Guillotines, because we reviewed them last week, and the single was not a bad song. Decent.
Good song, actually. From my perspective, the single that they released with the video was pretty heavy and pretty good compared to what we have going on in the music scene today. Appropriate, even. But what's the but for, Chance?
The rest of that EP or album
was not the style of what we're looking for.
Absolutely not the same as the single. The single was heavy, little bit of rap, pretty good screaming vocals, and the rest of it is like,
we'll just leave it at that. We were led astray with the single, and now we know where that band stands. They had that one single.
Need a comparison, I would say they tried to sound like Body Count, but failed terribly.
Fair assessment.
And I'm not saying they're a bad band. They could get better, but
that's not the style of music.
As of right now, listen to songs of the Guillotine and nothing else.
Fair to say, Chance.
That's where I'll leave it.
We had to bring that out there because that was an important point that we had, you know, looked back on, and we said, ooh, we gave high praise to Guillotines with that you know, single that they released, so we need to make a statement, say that the rest of the album did not really compare to that first one. So
yeah, we don't want to lead you to bands that have one good song and nothing
else. Fair, absolutely.
So now we'll get along to some other stuff that got released. Wholehearted, which I stumbled upon from our buddy Hardcore Keem, which we mentioned last week.
Shout out Keem, Hardcore Keem.
Did a review on it, and so I went and checked it out. They're a pretty sick band. I mean, I'm a Sworn In fan, and they have the old Sworn In style. A little bit of that Casket style that we talked about last week. Kind of slammy. But I mean, that the new metal Sworn In that they incorporate is unbelievable, and the vocalist is on another level.
I definitely would agree with Chance. Those guys made me, you know, widen my eyes. I woke up a bit when I listened to them recently. I was like, wow, that's a breath of fresh air. They're a very aggressive band. I would agree with Chance. Definitely give them a listen if you're into really emotional music, because I'd say that they put a lot of pure, they're raw, you know. The sound quality and everything is fantastic, but they have that bit of raw, just, you know, nasty mentality that you can hear in the music, and give that Wholehearted new material a listen. That's what Chance and I would suggest.
The album is called Hive Mind, and the songs Habit and Weep stood out to me.
Habit was the good one, absolutely. That's the one that stuck out to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else to say. The whole album pretty much keeps the same sound, so there's not really any songs that are like different. They're mostly all the same style, so I mean, it's a solid album.
So we're gonna go on to the next one. Is a local band from around where we live, and we're gonna give these guys a huge shout out. Degrader, unbelievable job with that new release. The music video to go along with it was awesome. Fang. Very good song from Degrader. Chance, what did you think about that?
Well, I mean, I've been a fan of Degrader since back when they released the EP with Dead Presidents on it, and I've watched them evolve into a new band. They switched up some members. The guitarist became the vocalist. I think I shouted him out last week. That's Liam. But they're definitely on the side of a hardcore metalcore band, sort of like a Gideon style. They are signed to Stay Sick, which is awesome because it's great to see bands in our local scene getting recognized. But yeah, they have... I mean, that's the best comparison I can give is Gideon. But I mean, they definitely have their own sound, and it's pretty like New England. Like I feel like bands from here have a specific sound where they sound similar to bands, but it just sounds different because it's New England.
Because it's New England. I like Degrader. That song Fang really jumped out to me. I was like, wow, this is hardcore. This is brutal. In hardcore-esque, I would want to say, because it definitely has metalcore vibes. They feel like a metalcore band, but the vocalist definitely has like a hardcore vibe to him. He's pretty brutal, if you ask me, but I definitely enjoyed it. Great job for Degrader.
Yep. Can't wait for the rest of that album to come out.
More next music for them would definitely be enjoyed.
Definitely go check out the last EP they came out with. I can't remember the name of it, but everything they have is pretty solid.
Solid. They got signed. They're getting big. All these bands getting big. We love it. Shout out to all these bands. You know, we want the credit given where it's due, and these guys deserve it. So another one that I wanted to look into was Entombed in the Abyss. They were some crazy style, like Slaughter to Prevail style, like brutal metal that I heard. What about you, Chance?
Yeah, they were cool because, I mean, the vocalist was just mean. I mean, he was just brutal. But they have a second vocalist who puts parts in here and there that is like a straight hardcore vocalist.
Yeah, he was like the guitarist or something.
So it's like a brutal deathcore band, like he said, Slaughter to Prevail. And then it just comes in with like this hardcore dude, and it's like...
very fast-paced.
It's different, but it's brutal and it's cool.
Epic.
And I really enjoy what they brought to deathcore right now.
Entombed in the Abyss. Go and check those guys out. Definitely some heavy stuff that they brought. I don't know where they came out of, but I was like, wow, me and Chance were definitely just stunned with the brutality coming at our faces.
Yeah,
I mean, spurts, like everything. The whole song that we had listened to was just like, wow, gotta check these guys out more. Definitely a newer band that I had heard, so definitely wanted to, you know, show other people this new material.
The album's called God Given, Hell Risen, with a couple slash marks in there. Apocalypse Document is the song with the music video, and it's... That one's pretty... That I would recommend that song. And then Thanatos Leads Hades, which is a pretty cool name, is the other song where it stood out to me. Especially that hardcore vocalist popping in there every once in a while was pretty sick.
The band itself was really talented. The band, very, very tuned together, very clean.
So another local band released a single this week, and it's produced by our boy Dave, who actually produces me and Brady's band. Awesome dude.
Unbelievable. Oh, I can't say enough good things about this man.
He was in this band, but now he's just working with them. But Colossity has stepped up their game to a whole nother level with this new song. It's called Going Ghost. And I mean, it's literally, to me, it's like a Muir and Silent Planet had a baby. And it's brutal.
Everything is cool about it. Chance said they released the music video. So the music video is really cool. So you guys gotta go and check that out to get the vibe of the band. They're definitely a bunch of talented musicians. And our boy Dave really outdid himself on this one because the sound quality is unbelievable. The band is just slamming the entire time. It's just really, really rhythmic song. They incorporate, like, like Chance said, they have this like Amir kind of vibe, because some bands, you know, if they execute it well, they'll do this rap style, you know, quick. What would you call it, Chance? It's really rap like. I can't really describe it.
It's just like a quick hip hop, like, vocal style, where just fast paced, like, not screaming. Just it's rapping. I mean, that's what
it's unique though, because if you execute it the way these guys have done it, then it really will stick out. It really it is metal, you know, regardless of it being rap, but it's still pretty metal. But I you know, it sticks out, and these guys definitely outdid themselves on this song. I was very impressed. Very mean song too.
Yeah, this band deserves a lot of praise, and hopefully they get noticed soon, because
Callosity
Going Ghost.
Catch them at a show. These guys play out all the time. They're unbelievable live. Go and check them out. Callosity.
Yes.
So another one that I wanted to get into was this band called My Last Breath. Oh my. My Last Breath. These guys were really good. I can't say enough just to get, like I like saying together, clean. Just, perfect. Very good. That is an EP that they came out with called Insanity, just released 2019, and the one song, you know, the title track, Insanity, was the one that I would say. So guys got to check it out, My Last Breath. Chance, what do you got to say about them?
Yeah, I mean, I found these guys and they're just heavy, catchy, like, they're kind of got an old school vibe, and they have some effects in there that sounds like our boys in Elmira that we mentioned last week. Brady said they get a little Veil of Myer at some points. Really riffy.
The song, sorry to interrupt, Chance, the song Insanity had really riffy vibes that were really Veil of Myer, like the song Insanity. So if when you check that song out, very, very Veil of Myer-like. So that's what we had to mention about that.
Judgment was one of my favorite songs off the EP. The clean singing is great. Really catchy, like we said. We can't really say enough good things. The production, I think, is a little bit weird on this one, but I think the band just overshadows it because
the talent.
Though, like, when you first hear it, the production will stand out to you, but then when you really put your ears to it and listen to what they're playing and what they're screaming, everything gets put together better because of how good the music itself is.
Great job on that new release, Insanity, from My Last Breath. Guys, got to check them out.
There was another band that came out with a couple things called, the band's called Rot, and they came out with like a 2-song single. They are just like pure hardcore. I mean, you can't really say anything else about it. If you like hardcore music, this is a band you should check out. They're called Rot, and they came out with Nothing's Changed and Coming to Terms. If you're a hardcore fan, check them out. There's not really much else. I don't think there was anything that really stood out as making them a different band. But if you're a basic hardcore fan, listen to them. Sick band.
Good props. Good recognition. That's all we're about.
I think that's actually the last release that we had. Not much has come out. But
let us know. Reach out to us on any of our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, anything you'd like. Pure Core Podcast. Give us questions, reviews, comments. We'd love to hear from any of you.
Yeah, definitely let us know if we ever miss a release that was dropped. Or if you have a release that was dropped that's under the radar that you think we should hear, feel free. We also have an email. It's purecorecast@gmail.com. Any questions, anything, if you send it to that email, we'll get it directly. We won't have to go through social media. So if you email that to us, we'll get it directly, and we'll 100% see it no matter what.
Chance will.
any suggestions or anything like that, definitely send it our way.
Eyes and ears. We love it. Stay in touch. On to the next segment.
So, because we started this podcast at the beginning of 2019, we haven't got too much into anything from 2018, and I just want to do our top four, let's say, or no.
No, we're going to say no, top it'll be three, top basically. Five.
It'll be top five, but it'll be...
To combined. We each have our...
We have one that is our top from both of us, and that's number one. And then we each had a couple runner-ups that were different from each other. So we're not going to give an order, but we're going to give you... We're each going to give you two bands that were our runner-ups, and then we're going to tell you what our top of the year album was, because there's no arguing what the album of the year was on this side of the microphone. So
not this side, not today.
I'll start with my second runner up. I have Unearth came out with an album called Extinctions. Unearth has been a huge band in the metalcore scene for a long time. Another band from the Mass area. They're actually from Lynn.
Buzz
McGrath, yep. They're actually from Lynn. This album, they stepped it up. I mean, they're known for having a very metal side of metalcore. Like, if you think of metalcore and you were thinking of something along more of the metal side rather than like the heavier side, usually you would think of Unearth. This album is not the same. I mean, they worked with the dude from Acacia Strain on parts of this, and
it shows.
You can fucking hear it, man. This album is heavy.
I enjoyed it myself. I thought it was a beast of an album. Chance was like, wow. And then he had to tell me to listen to it, because I thought Unearth was really, really classic metal sounding, really blast beaty at times and stuff. Not deathcore style blast beats, but you know, really like death metal-y almost. But this album really struck me out as like, wow, these guys are hip. These guys are hip to music.
Yeah, they just completely revamped their sound. The Hunt Begins for me on the album is front to back, it just goes crazy. And then they got Sidewander's another good one. Incinerate is the single, which everybody heard, and it has a little bit of an older Unearth vibe because they wanted to put something out that wasn't crazy. But The Hunt Begins is a song that I would tell you to listen to if I could pick one. Just check it out. I mean, even if you have a bad taste in your mouth for Unearth for some reason from the past, listen to it, because it is...
I agree.
On another level.
I agree. Great, great pick, Chance.
So what do you got for second runner up there?
So I'll go into mine, and I'll start off with Ice Nine Kills, The Silver Scream. I love that album. I love everything about it. I love the theme. I love the effort. I love the different vibes that they have going on, because they throw in different genres in different songs in different areas. They have a couple features on there that really, really, you know, just brought it all together. I love the vibes on different songs that bands give it, you know, bands give on their albums. And this one, the vibe is just awesome throughout. It's up and down. They have the horror vibe, because that's what the theme is for the entire album. It's got all the different, you know, horror movies and everything like that, which I thought was pretty cool. I'm not the biggest scary movie buff, but I can appreciate the effort, and there was tons of effort there. So great job to Ice Nine Kills on The Silver Scream. And I could run into a few, few songs that we have in the album here.
Yeah, Ice Nine Kills is another band, again, from Massachusetts. We're not biased, but Massachusetts just cranks out good bands.
They're big though. Ice Nine Kills is huge, playing on Warped Tour.
Yep.
They're playing. They've headlined tours. They've supported some of the biggest bands in every scene, and I'm just impressed because this new album, literally one of my tops of the entire year, 2018. You could just run down. They have the American Nightmare, which is thrown around all over, every music label and outlet that you can possibly think of. They have Thank God It's Friday, which is probably my favorite song off of it. The theme of it is just really, really. It hits home. It hits home for some reason because I love the chorus. It's catchy. It hits. And they have deathcore parts in it. And, the screams on this are really brutal. I thought Spencer did an unbelievable job. And I think it's Justin, is it, the guitarist. He's an unbelievable backing vocalist. Oh, unbelievable job. Can't say enough good things about this album, this band. And probably one of my other favorites was Merry Axmas. I think that was one of the best ones. That one was crazy.
That one's heavy.
So definitely everyone should go and check out the Silver Scream, one of my tops. I would love to hear your comments. Check it out. One of my favorites.
Yeah, if you're into albums that really, where every song sounds different, this is definitely an album to listen to. I mean, they're a concept band to the point where most of their songs are about horror. They're not a concept band where the whole album is a story. Each song has a story. So, like, Thank God It's Friday is about Friday the 13th, and The American Nightmare is Nightmare on Elm Street. And all over the place, they do all horror movies. Their last album was Books. I mean, they really do a great job of telling stories and the way that they play. They really give off the vibe. Like, It Is the End was the last song on the album that Brady's talking about. And they actually feature Less Than Jake, which is a ska band. And it's a metal song, a full-on metal song, mean, catchy, with horns. And it's like one of the most unique things I've heard in a long time. And big props to Ice Nine Kills. We watched them rise to where they are now, and they're awesome dudes. Spencer's helped us out a little bit. And I don't have anything but praise for that band. They are... they're just skyrocketing right now.
Yeah, they're doing a hell of a job. Definitely deserves the credit that they're getting, and it shows.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move on to my first runner-up of the year. And, I mean, this was close because this is probably, for me, the only deathcore album that was released last year that really stuck with me. Like, I feel like last year was not a big year for deathcore bands. Thy Art had that single at the end that brought it back up, but throughout the year there wasn't many deathcore bands that released music, but Chelsea Grin released a deathcore album for the ages.
Unbelievable.
Tom Barber really just grabbed this band by the balls.
By the balls!
And just made them back to where they were.
No, I mean, they've exceeded anything that I've ever seen.
This Desolation band is crazy. Eden, and My Damnation are classics. Obviously, if you were a Chelsea Grin fan at any point, stuff blows it away.
I'm not knocking anyone that liked Chelsea Grin originally with their original vocalist, Alex, I think his name was. But, I'm sorry. This Tom Barber character, what an animal, what a beast. This guy brings vibes that I didn't even know vocalists had. This guy can bring inspiration to any vocalist that likes heavy stuff, and this album hits. It slams and it bangs, and you need to listen to it because it's something. It's something.
Yeah, I mean, he really has like a, I would just say like we use dirty and filthy and disgusting as good words.
Great words.
From where we
are. Those
are
compliments.
But like using the word filthy on more of a literal standpoint, that's what his vocals sound like.
He just has so upset.
Like, His voice just makes you feel dirty. Like, he's gross. He's
the man.
He's unbelievable. He took that band and just completely revamped them. Live, they're unbelievable.
I'm not even taking away from the band too. The band did a unbelievably spectacular job on this album. There's a lot of hits, and the band itself, the instruments, you know, the drummer is a talented, talented individual. He's got backing vocals that just really add to the song. Shout out to Pablo. This is a great band, and they work well together, and it shows. They destroyed Warped Tour all year. I'm sure everyone would agree that every show that they played was just phenomenal. I even saw that they helped out with an Ice Nine Kills set where their vocalist Spencer wasn't even there for personal reasons or whatever. But like I saw a video of it. I was like, oh my lord, that is a lucky group of fans that get to see Chelsea Grin playing with Ice Nine Kills. I don't know. That's just a cool little fact that I wanted to mention.
I would give you songs, but
they're all.
I've just listened to the whole album. I mean, Dead Rose, Hostage. Those are the singles. I mean, everybody's going to know those ones, but The Wolf, Across the Earth, 9:30 a.m.
See You Soon has one of the craziest intros. I love the intro of See You Soon.
That whole album just needs to be listened to. Don't even look up songs that we tell you. Just listen to the whole thing.
That's a very good tip.
There's not much more
Not much more we can say about it. Definitely. Agreed.
Because there, it's just, you gotta listen to it. There's no describing it in words. So we'll move on to Brady's first runner up.
Definitely. Moving to my next runner up, I'll have to give you an unbelievably talented band, Era. The album Neon, released last year, 2018, was one of my tops of the year, and it is for a reason, because they have track after track on this album that is just great listening material. And I think that the clean vocalist is unbelievable. He brings different vibes that other clean vocalists in the scene don't necessarily have or don't bring to the table. And this guy is a catch machine. He's very catchy. The choruses in this album are phenomenal. So that's one of the things that stuck out to me with the choruses. And the band. Lots of bands are bringing out this guitar vibe. The guitarist in this band are something else. And it'll show when you listen to bands that really are vibey and riffy and talented. It's most of the time because of the guitars, the drums. But I don't know, the guitars in this band are something. You guys need to listen to the album, check out the guitars, the clean vocals, and I could tell you, because this album, Neon, from Era, is easily tops from a lot of different people, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have it up there also.
Like, I could say track after track, like the title track, Breach, and also Disarray, phenomenal. Monolith as well. That's got to be my favorite. I have to say Monolith is one of my favorite tracks off of that. But I really like Valhalla. I mean, it just, the list goes on. Just please listen to this album. I give it high praise. This is the type of music that I like to listen to. Very riffy, very catchy. Like,
yeah, Valhalla probably has to be my favorite. They just have, like he said, they have a vibe. They just vibe. I mean, Northlane is a similar band that you can compare it to, but they're so different. But both of those bands have a vibe. That's what I'm. If I could compare it to another band that had a vibe, it'd be Northlane. But Era has its own vibe, and bands like this are just fun to listen to.
Fun.
They're just fun to listen to. It's catchy. Like, you could just sit and listen. So Era is definitely up there for me too. I definitely don't disagree with this rating. They have, their older stuff is a little bit different than the new album, but it still has the same vibe, and they had a different vocalist. But the addition of
JT
from
Texas in July.
The last vocalist of Texas in July. He brought a whole different thing to this band.
It's just heavy. It's a heavy vibe, and that's what I enjoy.
Yeah, they stepped it up. The last two albums are definitely something to check out.
That's what the people enjoy. The people want it. The people want JT Cavi. No, I'm serious. JT Cavi didn't even give him enough praise, because
that's true.
The clean vocalist was getting all, you know, I think of Era, I'm just like, wow, yes, unbelievable cleans, crazy guitars. But JT Cavi, the man's a stud. Can't deny it.
Yeah, I mean, he took Texas in July to another level.
They're one of my favorites.
Their last album with him was my favorite out of all of them. And then that band ended up breaking up, which was a terrible tragedy.
That album was crazy. What but was then the name he moved of the album with Inner Demons on it? That was it, though.
Yep, that is the album. He brutal. Just, he takes bands, sort of like Tom Barber did with Chelsea Grin. He just takes bands and gives them a new life. Because, like, Texas in July, I got sick of it. And then he came back and did the album Bloodwork.
Bloodwork. Oh, yes. They have tons of Nooses and stuff like that, right?
Pseudo Self, Sweetest Poison, Broken Soul. Man.
Unbelievable album.
That's an album. And he comes in and he takes bands and he just gives them a new life. He revitalizes them. And that's what he did with Era.
Great job, Era.
Yep. And now.
Chance. Where are we into now?
We have to move on to our album of the year. And I think it should be everybody's album of the year.
Unanimous.
If you've heard this album,
you will love it.
You now know what the Pure Core Podcast considers a 10 out of 10.
I want to just add one thing. Oh, no. We haven't even mentioned the band yet. I can't say it. I will add what I want to say when we mention the band.
When the End Began by Silent Planet.
Silent Planet. Dramatic pause.
That is a moment of silence for anybody who has not listened to this band.
Check it out now.
Especially the new album. Everything they've put out to me has been top of the line, unbelievable. But the new album, front to back, even the effecty songs that are a minute long, when you're playing this album from front to back, you will not notice that they're there. It flows perfectly from front to back. Garrett is a lyricist on another planet.
I love it. I'm giving Chance the okay to combine this together to make it our number one, just because I have nothing bad to say about it. The point that I wanted to make is that Silent Planet does this unique, slow-paced, screaming, you know, chanting type music, you know, it's really unique to their music. So if you listen to Silent Planet, you might know what I'm talking about. Garrett does this chant like, you know, vocals, and it's very unique. And at first, it just grew on me and grew on me. And the more I listen to them, it's just so awesome to listen to this band. These songs are just like, it's just literal art to my ears. And it's different than listening to a bunch of riffs thrown together. It's genuine songs front to back. Like, it's just beautiful to listen to. This album is a masterpiece. Everything flows well together. It's heavy. The clean vocals are just clean. That's the best I can say. It's just it's put together so well. And I think these guys made a banger of an album.
Yeah, they just, like he said, he described it well when he said it's art. I mean, Garrett is a very spiritual dude, which I think is one thing that draws some people away. It's not preachy. Like when you say somebody's a Christian band, people automatically think it's going to be preachy and they don't want to listen to it. It's not like that. Garrett uses quotes from books and the Bible and TV shows, and he does so much research and puts so many things together to make these songs, and they really tell stories. And he goes back in history and he takes events that happened and he writes about them, and he really just puts these stories together, and he has so much to say, and his albums say so much to the world. It blows me away. They should just play it on the news because it just tells you what you need to know about life.
I love the lyrics. I think he's phenomenal. He's pretty brutal too, if you ask me.
He finds lyrics in the Bible that are some of the most metal things I could ever think of, and you're just like, wait a minute, that's from the Bible? But he makes them so mean, like in Northern Fires. What is the lyric?
What at the end? Pull myself headlong to the jaws of the beast.
Throw myself headlong to the jaws of the beast.
Beast.
Is from... It's like a paraphrase. What is it? Paraphrase.
Boulders Babbling from Babylon, The Price of Wealth. That one, you love that
Boulder,
one.
Boulder... Yeah, no, it's Bullets, right?
Yeah, Bullets.
Bullets raining from Babylon, The Price of Wealth. This dude is a savage.
I don't know. Crazy lyrics. Makes me and Chance think. You guys should check out for yourselves.
You just have to listen to it.
Take off your blinders, use your music eyes, and start listening. Because we got a lot of music coming at you every week. This is our breakdown year 2018 album of the year.
Yep. We don't want to break it down too much because it's something that you just need to put the headphones on, lay down, and just listen to it. That's all I can say about it. Album of the year, When the End Began, Silent Planet.
Silent Planet. Great job. Shout out.
So, now we're going to segue off into our weekly segments that we're going to be doing on this podcast.
Weekly segments. Get yourselves ready because we're getting into the breakdown of the week. Chance and I's breakdown of the week.
Sadly...
What's sad?
We cannot play you the breakdowns.
Or anything else, really?
Or any music on the podcast. We don't want to mess around with any copyright or anything like that. We would love to have this be a radio station.
All you hear is just like...
Where we can play you the songs after we talk about them. But we don't want to mess with any of that. And the best you're going to get is us giving our honest metalhead opinions about it. And hopefully we can describe it in a way to you that... makes you want to go listen to it.
Give us comments. Let us know the best way.
If you want to hear some more in-depth stuff, like if you're not getting what we're saying about any of this stuff, like I said, send us an email, message us. We're going to see it, and we'll definitely get back to you, and we'll try to...
We'll adjust.
Obviously, the first week we kind of rambled on, and it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve until we really get this thing.
But we thank you, everyone, for sticking with us. We're going to get metal into... the minds of the public. And we're gonna that's the point. We're gonna get metal to people who need to hear the metal, who need to find their new music of metal.
Yep.
What's popular, what's cooking, what's popping, and that's what we're gonna do.
And even the people that already listen to metal that want to listen to us and hear what we have to say, we just want to bring bands that fly under the radar to people's attention and bands that we find that we've never heard of. And if you've heard of them, message us, say, haha, I heard them first, but we just want to bring stuff that we hear that we love to people's attention, no matter if it's old, new.
Bring me your best breakdown of the week. We call it the breakdown of the week. We just want everyone to know, breakdown of the week. What's yours?
I'm going to go to a band also in the New England area, down in Connecticut.
CT?
Before I Turn. This band... flies under a radar. Why, I don't know. They have such a different vibe. The guitar playing is crazy. That's why I picked this breakdown. The song Pale Eyes by Before I Turn at 1:32 drops off into this guitar riff that I've never heard anything like. He plays the guitar where it sounds like it's just dying.
You're
it's
dying.
Like
that doesn't even do it a justice, you know, Chance.
I'll probably take that out, but it just sounds like it sounds like he's playing the guitar and the computer shit in the bed at the same time.
But it's still sick.
But it like he's playing it like that, and you hear it, and you just go, "What?
What?"
It's just like. Listen to it. I mean, that guitar playing is something I've never heard before.
I would agree with Chance that is a breakdown worthy and a half of hearing because I will make an angry face immediately every time I hear that breakdown because Chance is right. Those guitars just smash. They smash you in the face with some brutality. And it's very impressive. Before I Turn, definitely flies under this radar that Chance is talking about. And I don't know where this radar came from because they need it gone. They need to be found. I don't know why I haven't seen them, but that's a band that I would be dying to see live, Chance.
They're actually before I turn. They had an EP out a while ago, but I mean, I haven't seen them come around here at all, but this new album they came out with is, everything about it is crazy. The vocals, the guitar, everything's so different, so unique. I can't wait to see them live.
Excellent job before I turn. Big props to those guys. They're doing the right thing. Keep it up.
All right, so...
let me go to my jam. My jam, my breakdown of the week goes to my main men over in Light Up the Sky, a beast band that put out an awesome album called Nightlife, and the title track Nightlife would be the breakdown of the week that I would give. And it's right at the end of the song. I forget exactly where it lies in the song. Go and find it right at the end of the song. Listen to the song, listen to the album. Breakdown of the week goes to Nightlife, Light Up the Sky. Unbelievable band. They have a unique style that's similar to that of an Issues, that of somewhat of a Crown the Empire. You know, they harbor really clean vocals and really catchy vocals that bring on like a upbeat style to the music, a really, really happy vibe at times that you can really get to, and it mm-hmm. is really easy listening music that I would say. But to be honest, when they get heavy, when they get brutal, boy, is it brutal. And I enjoy their music. I enjoy their sound very much. So if you like music like that, an Issues style of music, of metal, then you would definitely go look up Light Up the Sky.
Yeah, he's shown me them, and I do enjoy them. They have sort of Palisades could be kind of another comparison.
Palisades, definitely.
They have a higher tuning, like the guitars aren't in such a low tune, but even they play heavy riffs. I mean, heavy riff's a heavy riff. They're a great band. Awesome to listen to, very catchy. I agree with everything he said.
Savage. Savage.
So, next up, I'm going to go back to Brady on this one. We're going to do the chorus of the week for each of us. And these are just breakdowns and like choruses and stuff that we just think about and like we just decide to listen to again, and then we write them down and we bring them to you and say, this is something that I remembered about that I've always jammed. Like, what do you got?
The point about this is that we would love for you, this is your job as fans. We're gonna want you to reach out to us any way you can, in any form, anytime you'd want. Give us your jams. Give us your breakdowns of the week. Maybe we can make that a segment. We'll reach back out to you guys and give us you guys' fan breakdowns of the week. We'll make it something. We'll see what happens. It's up to you guys. It's on you. Let's go.
Yeah, we can't have that segment if nobody wants to give us any breakdowns. So give us your breakdowns. Give us your jams. Give us your choruses. We want to have people on. We'll bring people on.
Give us a new segment. We'll have guests. We'll have everything. We're going to bring you lots of stuff. We have lots of material, lots of cool ideas, and we want to see what everyone's into.
Just, I know right now it's a little bit kind of rambly and stuff, but just bear with us. I mean, we're going to be bringing up in some good stuff, but we're just getting into this. We gotta learn a little bit and give us your opinions. Tell us what you want to hear, and we're definitely gonna try to bring this quality up a little bit. But let's get on with it. Chorus. What do you got for your chorus of the week?
You want mine first?
Yep.
There we go. I'm gonna go with the homies, the Beast, one of my favorite all-time mentors of music. I'm gonna go with Miss May I, my favorites, literally. Miss May I, Relentless Chaos. One of the best songs in metal history, in my opinion. Everything's all opinion. Opinion-based, Miss May I is a bunch of animalistic beasts that are perfect at their instruments, at the vocals, at everything. It's eargasmic, and I'm in love. Man crushes all on Miss May I. Absolute animals. I wish I could be Miss May I. One band, who do I want to be? Beast and Miss May I. They're just like, they're awesome. Very, very, very great music. The chorus in Relentless Chaos is one of the most well-put-together things in metal history. Brady Opinion 101. Miss May I is amazing.
I can't disagree with it. Miss May I has been a huge influence on us since we were kids. They're pioneers of the metalcore that we listen to, so definitely go check out Relentless Chaos. And I mean, Miss May Eye's choruses in general are just top of the line. The clean vocalist, Ryan Neff has a voice like none other. I mean, he's just, I think he's catchy just talking.
Nah.
So, I mean, that guy's an animal.
Much love to Miss May Eye always. Everything that they've put out, they put out a lot of material. I will always listen to it. I have favorites. I have, you know, opinions. But absolutely, I will. I just have a very great opinion of Miss May Eye, anything. So anything Miss May Eye, I'm a fan of. Great job, Miss May Eye. Props from me any day of the week.
Can't argue with that. So if we move on to my chorus of the week, we're going to have a unique find of the week later on. And listening to that band that we found just brought back this other band for me that I've loved for a long time. And they've changed a little bit. But I'm going to go back to the album New Demons from IC Stars. And the song 10,000 Feet has a chorus that just hits hard. Devin has a voice that's non-singable, really, for me. Like, I feel like it's hard for people to sing like him. There's a lot you can say about it. I mean, it's catchy. It hits you. It's high. It's just a chorus for me that is like a staple of a chorus that I like to listen to.
Chance, you know, hit the hammer on the head right there. That's definitely an accurate opinion. I would agree with that because the chorus itself is just talent-filled, very talent-filled vocally. It's very hard for me to mimic a chorus like that. I could try all I want, but I can't sound like that, man. He's unbelievable. The chorus, no matter, it's an older song, definitely like you had mentioned, so I could listen to it anytime I want. I'm just like still impressed every time I listen to it. So if you guys have never heard that song by IC Stars, 10,000 Feet, it's a jam and a half. There's certain songs that'll just be good no matter, you know, when you listen to them. This is one of them. So, you know, songs like this that we have nothing but high praise for, you just can't really say enough but great things about it. It's very talent-filled. The song is really brutal, so we're not just talking about the chorus itself. So that's a great... Well, we are talking about the chorus of the week, but that song itself is an unbelievable song. So if you want to jam that song right there because it's a great song.
Yeah, that's about all we can say about it. I mean, just listen to it. The chorus stands out to me. That's my chorus of the week. We're going to move on, like I said, to our unique find of the week. Well, last week's was very, very unique. But it doesn't have to necessarily be crazy unique. But we're going to go with a band that's a little less heavy and just kind of has a unique style. And like I said, the vocalist really reminded me of IC Stars, which made me go back and pick my chorus of the week. This band called Vanish that Brady found on his social media.
Vanish. Shout out to Vanish. Definitely saw these guys and was very, very impressed with everything from the sound quality, the talent, and the vibes that I got from listening to that. It was just really, really good. And they were definitely reasonably put in this unique find of the week category for reasons such as, you know, that we're mentioning. Like, these guys have a lot of different stuff. They just came out with this new song that I believe was called Role Play. They have a music video for it and everything like that, so you guys should go and check it out. But it's really, really something, really catchy. And what would you say about it, Chance? Because, you know, it's got a lot of singing in it, and
it's definitely still, I would say, like a metalcore song. But it's like a Light Up the Sky, more like Palisades, Crown the Empire, Issues type band. And the vocalist sounds like IC Stars. It's just it's unique for us because usually we don't listen to bands who are like metal that sound like this, but we heard it and we said, this band is cool. Like, it's just a band that we saw and we weren't expecting to be what they were.
That's probably what it was, and it was an expectation factor. You know, I feel like they had a lot of cool themes. Like their artworks were really, really metal, and they had really different vibes than the music that they gave off. But the music they gave off was really, from what I saw, it was kind of, the older stuff that I saw was much, much heavier, but the newer stuff is more peaceful and more night and really easy listening. It's just really catchy. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they're just a good band. It's unique, and it's worth a listen. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. But for us, we heard it and we said, "This is a unique find. We're gonna mention it." And there was another one too that we saw. Magnolia Park was definitely like I wouldn't put them in a metal category. I would say probably it's more of like an alternative band, but we heard it and
they had heavy vocals. They had additional backup vocals that had screaming in it, so that gave us the impression to put it in here. But it was very nice to listen to. The vocalist was talented, up the yin yang. Very nice to listen to.
It's one of those vibe bands. They just have you just sit and you vibe to it, and the vocalist. He just makes your ears happy. It's like you just
happy
listen
ears.
To it and
happy ears, happy ears. Ears.
So Magnolia Park,
they have a newer one called Desperate.
Yeah,
and I would give them an Issues vibe as well at times. So you know, Chance said that they wouldn't be called metalcore at times, but I feel like they have vibes that aren't soft.
Yeah.
They aren't the heaviest, but they're not soft enough to just be like, yeah, like they belong in some Green Day category or something. I don't know.
No, they're not that soft.
The alternative. That's what I think of when I think of alternative music. I think of Foo Fighters and Green Day and that stuff. That's what I think of. But Magnolia Park, a newer band, absolutely interesting, absolutely unique, very talented. We're going to throw them in to this category as a unique find of the week because they are recently found, they are unique to us, and we think that other people should check them out because it's just talent. We love the talent that we find, and, you know, these guys have something there. They have something there. We want to see if you guys agree.
Yep, that's about it. And we're going to add a new segment this week that I thought of because we do this a lot where we'll just sit and hang out together, and we'll just go on YouTube and we'll just click on suggested videos and stuff like that, and we'll find bands that we'd never heard of before that we really enjoy, and then we end up becoming fans of, like Sever the King. We found a long time ago, and we just became a fan of them. So we're gonna add a YouTube find of the week. It's just, we're going to sit on YouTube for a little while.
I'm interrupting you. I found some crazy bands on YouTube. Like, I don't know. I think Chance was pretty accurate in saying that this would be a decent segment because I find awesome jams on YouTube sometimes. And it's just because that they give you good suggestions. I don't know what format they go through on YouTube, but they spit out some really cool stuff. I found really good bands. I found Reflections on there. I found Earth Groans on there. I found Shields on there. I think I might even have found Outlining Color on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just, I mean, I don't even know if it's a useful shout out, but I'm gonna shout out YouTube. Good stuff. Good shiitake mushrooms. YouTube. Yep. I like, sometimes you might bother me with your ads and things like that. We would all agree there. But hey, sometimes I can get some good music there. That's why Chance is a good man. Chance knows his stuff. Metal.
Well, we went on earlier and we just hung out on YouTube for a little while. We found this band called Beguiler.
Beguiler.
Which, the name kind of gave me a weird vibe. I didn't know what to think about it.
I don't know what beguiling is.
We clicked on it and they are brutal. They are just, they give off Chelsea Grin vibes. They're definitely a deathcore band. There's not much you could say about it, but
like when you say deathcore, you would think like really, either really brutally slow at times or fast paced, you know, blast beaty, high suicide silencey screams at times. You know what I mean? Is that accurate? And that's what these guys give off, just really fast-paced brutality at times that you're just like, oh, man, what am I getting myself into?
It's just kind of one of those I'm in danger.
Type. I'm in danger is a great way to think about deathcore. That's a good way I think about deathcore.
They're just a Beguiler is danger. Check out that band.
If you want to be in danger, go see Beguiler, I bet.
So that's our YouTube find of the week. That's something we stumbled upon.
What was the song? Did you have the song by that band, Beguiler? They were because we got to get these guys some recognition. What are we about, Chance? Recognition. Beguiler.
Born under a bad sign.
Born under
a bad sign.
A bad sign. That's for all you guys out there to go check it out, because we enjoyed Beguiler. We hope you do as well.
And now we're going to end it off with the segment we're going to have that hopefully is everybody's favorite. This is the Jams of the Week.
Jams of the Week!
We're each just going to give three songs that we have just been jamming this week that we remembered about and we want everybody to hear. So I'm going to start mine off. This is a band that is about to tour here, which made me go look them up again. And the song Let Me In by Make Them Suffer has to be a song that I'm honestly upset that I stopped listening to at one point. I don't know why I forgot about it, but that song is front to back cool. Like, it's heavy. It's got catchy chorus. The girl pianist. That band's different, and they're cool, and I'm happy that I found my way back to Make Them Suffer.
I would love to see Make Them Suffer. They're unbelievable. I've seen a lot of great stuff from that band, and I bet they have more stuff coming. Would you agree? 27? They came out with 27, right?
Yep, they dropped 27 last year, and I'm hoping maybe that was a
hint.
A hint at an album in 2019.
The Widower and Fake, right? Fake. Those were probably my two favorite by them. But from your Jam of the Week, what was your Jam of the Week?
Let Me In.
Let Me In. Breakdown. The breakdown in that one is mean.
Mm. Yep.
Mean.
Great song.
Great song. Good pick, Chance.
What'd you get?
What'd you get? I'll say my first one. I like, Chance said earlier, I'm gonna throw Chance under the bus. Chance said it was a really slow year for deathcore. I thought Enterprise Earth had a pretty, pretty solidly mean and great album. Enterprise Earth. Love me some Enterprise Earth. The song that they came out with, He Exists, is one of my jams of the week. He Exists is a jam. Very brutal, very fast paced, fun song to listen to. The vocalist has grown on me a lot, and he's pretty dynamic. The band sticks out to me a lot. I love the band. The drummer, since I play the drums, I often listen to the drums. I look for the drums, and the drummer is an animal. Great drummer, very talented, does things that I can't do on drums. Very jealous of this man. But he's a great drummer. Go check out He Exists by Enterprise Earth. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, that was one of the releases that was up there last year. Great band. Dan Watson's the vocalist. Like he said, he's just brutal.
Enterprise Earth is a great band, though. We just want to mention that Enterprise Earth sits at one of the, in our opinion, one, like, can I speak for you, Chance, and say that Enterprise Earth sits as one of the tops as deathcore right now?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as high as, like, a Thy Art Is Murder. That's probably my top. Thy Art Is Murder is a top tier, top of the list. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Chelsea Grin and
Chelsea Grin
and
too,
Thy Art are my top right now. Chelsea Grin's Enterprise Grins. Earth. They're definitely up there. Dan Watson's been a staple vocalist in the deathcore scene for a while. I mean, they're just heavy.
What's your next jam, Chance?
I'm going to go back to, like, 2012.
2012.
And there's this band I found called Caliban.
Ooh.
And I believe they're from a different country. I don't remember what country, but they came up with this song called Davy Jones.
Cool name.
And I've jammed that song for a long time, and I finally found my way back to it again. The chorus is catchy.
It sounds like Owls in the Attic chorus, that song. I love Owls in the Attic. Their clean vocalist is awesome.
And that song has a great chorus. It has a really cool riff at the beginning.
Very Owlsy. Very Owlsy.
Yeah, I just give a shout out to that song. Check out that song. That band is great. But Davy Jones.
Wasn't that song really chuggy and riffy?
Oh, yeah.
I was impressed with that song.
Give it a listen.
Yeah, I definitely need to check more up on Caliban. You lighted a fire in my mind that needs to check on Caliban. Thank you, Chance. Hopefully Chance did to me what he does to you, which is be a bad boy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go to my next one. I'm going to go with a huge band, like this new band. Not huge as in they're being noticed all around the world, but huge as in just wow, like huge to my ears. Like I just, when I think of the band, this band, I'm just very impressed. They're called Carmen Line. They're a band that someone needs to look at. I want someone to come up to me and be like, oh, I love Carmen Line. You told me about them. That will make me happy. Carmen Line, and the song is called Jacob's Ladder. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that song title and band name may stick out to you. Carmen Line, Jacob's Ladder, because it is something that a heavy fan, a fan of heavy music needs to listen to. If you like chugs, if you like brutal vocals, if you like just really, really clean sounding brutality, look up that song. Jacob's Ladder by the band Carmen Line. I believe my buddy here, Chance, that shows me a lot of good music, showed me this, and I was like, oh, geez, everyone run for the hills, because I'm going to start swinging my fist at the walls. Like, this stuff is crazy. Carmen Line, you guys are awesome.
Yep, Carmen Line was one of those YouTube finds, and they were in my top five albums of the year last year. I didn't get that far down my list, but they were in the top five because this EP that they released last year blew my mind. Thank you, YouTube, for showing me Carmen Line.
We shouted them out earlier. YouTube does do some good things. Sometimes we may hate the internet, but hey, I find some good bands.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw in my last jam of the week. This is a band that I loved as a kid. I was very upset when they broke up. And then I was happy because they came back and they released one song and I thought they were going to return. And they didn't. But the song that they released called Lofting.
What?
Or Loafting. I don't know how to pronounce it. Loafting.
Lofting.
By Abandon All Ships is my jam of the week.
That's an awesome song, man.
Because, I mean, it brings what I love about Abandon All Ships back into my life. And I'll listen to this song forever. I mean, it has a heavy breakdown, heavy vocals, crazy electronic music, crazy clean vocals. It's top tier Abandon All Ships, and I just wish they'd come back. But, hey, if this is the last song by them that I have for the rest of my life, I'm not complaining.
I was impressed with the song because it's just so professional. It makes me... When do you know off the top of your head when it came out? Like, because it isn't new. It isn't a new song. And I thought that the production is really, really top tier. And it honestly gives me the impression that a lot of bands get their inspiration from them, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like a lot of bands may look to that band and be like, oh, they've gotten certain things right, whether it be the, like Chance said, the cleans, the screams, the band itself. I don't know, but I don't know. Chance, when do you know when that came out?
It was released in 2016, so it was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So maybe my idea of the production might be accurate because it's so recent. You know, the newer we get, the better production we have. It's kind of obvious, but a lot of the older sounding stuff probably doesn't sound as good as that. Would you agree? I probably heard some older Abandon All Ships and been like, the production could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, definitely old Abandon All Ships. This was best Abandon All Ships, and I was hoping for more, but it's a jam of the week. That's my jam of the
week. Jam of the week.
Did you have one more? Or?
Yeah. Make it fair. I'll go with this weird band that I found, and it's just weird because they're older. They have a different sound than what we have nowadays, and they're called Fell Silent. they're unique, they're different, but they have really cool tones that the band gives off. And by tones, I mean the sound of the guitars, the drums and everything like that, the aggressiveness of the vocals and everything like that. So the jam of the week that I would give to Fell Silent would be called Double Negative is the song. And that song is really unique, really different, really dynamic in a way, because they have these weird After the Burial kind of like hi-hat beats, and it's like, oh, it's really cool. So definitely go check out the album that they came out with, Fell Silent, that Double Negative sits on, is a great album itself that you guys need to look up. I forget the name of the album right now. What is it? Let me think.
I'll give my opinion on it. I mean, the production is something that you're going to have to look past. Again, this is another band like that. It's very old. I mean, it's like 2006 or something around there. It's wicked old. The production is going to be something you're going to have to listen through. But there's I was listening to it, and the riffs in there are cool, and the vocals are unique. They're a cool band.
The Hidden Words was the album. It was from 2009, not quite as old. It's 10 years old. The production could have been better, but it's definitely something cool. It gives me a little bit of inspiration to not make music, but like, you know, sit on music, and I see where it comes from, and I enjoy listening to music that has different sounds than we can listen to today, but I appreciate it. And that's a jam of the week, Double Negative off The Hidden Words from Fell Silent.
All right, those are our jams of the week, and we're going to leave you with those. We will see you next week for episode 3.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate everything. Like we said a few times earlier, give us your comments, give us your questions, reach out to us any way you would like to, whatever way you feel comfortable, but we would love to hear some feedback to make your listening experience a little bit better. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Pure Core Podcast. Thank you again. Stay metal.